All right, quick timeout from the regular football. David, give me yes.
College football.
Oh, the Sport Rico ruined. Let's do it. 8 minute blitz. So rock and roll.
I got more things I'm going to destroy later. Just want to let you know that's a tease. More coming in the upcoming weeks.
Up next, Rico bans.
It's going to be a battle royal, and at the end of the season, one conference will not be there anymore.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's go with this. There are more betting locks, this time lines for some of the games this season.
Admittedly, because Cookies passed away, all the work for Cash the Ticket has happened this week.
Cookies
to me.
Has not passed away. For those listening, he is alive and well. He is just sick. Go
he
ahead.
Sounds like the guy that used to sell suits.
You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it.
I have already been looking at games of the year. He's that guy now.
Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead.
So let's start with, what the regular season starts
North
with.
North Dakota State over Colorado.
No, we're not Send doing it. That one. These lines are according to DraftKings, by the way. Texas A&M, -1 versus Notre Dame on August 31st.
And big news you can use, Notre Dame starting left tackle out for the year. Just happened at practice.
Yes.
They've got a librarian playing left tackle. It's like one of these 30-year-old eighth-year seniors who's no good. You're going into Kyle Field.
I was about to say, is it in Kyle Field?
It is. The 12th man is here.
Knight?
Doesn't matter. Here's the other thing. It's Mike Elko, defensive whiz. A&M has the talent. They have their quarterback. You have a bum for a left tackle. I really believe in Marcus Freeman, but I'm leaning A&M.
But there's a wise man I know, David. He has a podcast. You should download it called Cash the Ticket. He often says, but when it looks this way, why aren't they favored by more? They're at home. They have all the advantages. And it's only a 1 point.
It's a night game.
And it's a night game, and they're only favored by one. You may need to look at the Irish.
Let's go to week two here. September 7th, Nebraska, -6.5 favorite versus Colorado.
This is the year Nebraska gets it right. They blew the game last year. Jeff Sims was awful. Gus Johnson told you about it. I can't with Dion. I can't do it. I don't like what I'm hearing. And outside of a couple high-level players, the rest of that roster looks maction. Give me the Huskers.
Yeah, I think that may be the safest bet. Not only that.
Wait, Nebraska covering a number?
Yeah.
Safe?
Yeah.
May as well light your money on fires. No team who's found a way to shoot themselves in the balls. The Huskers' alternate logo should be Cheddar Bob on their helmet.
Unless you're playing Colorado, who has no offensive line, no defensive line. They will cover, they
all
will
right.
roll the Buffalo.
It. All right, you're going to owe me money if they don't.
Let's jump all the way.
Am I getting a Nebraska hoodie?
Yes.
To go with all my...
We will wear matching Husker the hats.
The
Beldar hats.
Oh, I want the corn cob.
I believe in Nebraska again.
Let's jump all the way to October 5th. Auburn at Georgia. They're saying take Auburn +23.5.
Oh, my.
Here's what I looked. I looked at the schedule. Georgia will be coming off a road game against Bama.
Oh, letdown spot. What's the sandwich?
Give
me the other piece of bread the week after this game.
Mississippi State.
Nope, that doesn't qualify. Yeah. All right, so
you say Ole Miss.
No, it's a letdown spot. Right. But if it was a letdown sandwich spot, that's real concern. I want to go to Kenny. Kenny, your team, one game a year, plays like zombies.
Well, and they also do this thing, too, in regards to covering numbers, where they don't just step on the throat and watch the blood squirt out, which is infuriating to me as a Georgia fan. So, yeah, I'd take the points, too. Maybe that's negative by me, but okay.
Let me see if this changes your mind before you say something, Rico. Because Auburn's schedule, while they play Oklahoma the week before Georgia, they have a bye week after Georgia, which Auburn. Means they can go all in.
Mm-hmm. War Eagle, Peyton Thorne.
Is Peyton Thorne still the quarterback?
He's on the roster.
There we go. Two words, oof. Peyton Thorne, go Dawgs. I mean.
That's just that simple, huh?
Yes, all right. It is.
Okay.
The fact that he may be their best option.
Well, okay.
He's fight not, me. Fight me on this.
I can't.
There's not really much you can say
here. I don't know how you go to work in the morning as the head coach at Auburn and live with yourself that Peyton Thorne's your quarterback. You're not at Michigan State anymore. You're at effing Auburn. Mm-hmm. You're Hugh Freeze. How is this the guy?
Well, let's move to October 26.
Okay.
Ole Miss versus Oklahoma. Ole Miss is the 6-point favorite. They say take Ole Miss here.
Smash.
At Oklahoma or?
Doesn't matter. Play them on the moon. Battle Blues can't lose.
It is in Mississippi.
It's Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Get it right.
Oxford, Mississippi.
Smash. Smash.
Yeah. I date my cousin's stadium. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
You know. Stop. Stop. That was the NC State helmet you pulled that drop from. That's not right. And that is very insulting to the state of Mississippi.
I think that, yes, being in a home game, I don't think that Oklahoma is that good. Yeah, I would go with Ole
Smash.
Miss.
Ole Miss might have the best offense in America.
Okay, then.
Still Let's got a move. Coach that'll find ways to lose games, but they'll win that one.
Hard to argue.
Let's move over to this game. November 23rd, the great matchup of the Big Ten. USC at UCLA.
I quit.
6.5-point favorite for USC.
I'm biased. I am close to betting UCLA under 4.5 this year. They don't have any talent. Deshaun Foster was barely awake at the press conference. The quarterback is still like Bob Garber's year 10. I think UCLA is going to be very, very bad.
Yeah,
it would be USC on surface, but there's no rational human betting that game in August.
No, David, and I think all 12 fans who are there will all be cheering for the Trojans.
Isn't this the best uniform game where they both wear the road unis?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And when you think Big Ten, you think USC and UCLA.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Nothing really says it. It's the almost surf. Like ACC football, Stanford at SMU.
The surf. Yeah, the beach.
Let's go back earlier into the season. Go back to September 28th. Let's talk about Oklahoma State at Kansas State. 5.5-point dogs for Oklahoma State.
I like K-State a lot. Look, Ollie Gordon's going to be a Heisman contender, but I can't do it every year. It's an every other year thing for Okie State.
What day is this game?
This is September 28th.
Okay. No, I say that because to me, Oklahoma State is kind of like Northwest. Like some schools, the second you hit October, they fall apart.
Well, and Oklahoma State last year, they made scheme changes. Like Gundy went in and basically put a bullet in everybody and went, stop running zone, we're running power. And that's where no one knew who Ollie Gordon was first couple weeks. They lost to South Alabama. They got dump trucked. I'll just go K-State. I think Avery Johnson's going to be like a Cam Newton with long hair, quarterback. They pound the rock. Kleiman just continues to get it done. Give me the little apple.
I'm going to go Okie State. Not a lot of defense played in the Big 12, and I think they're going to really be pushing him to try to win the Heisman. So
they do have better helmets, too.
I don't think Kansas State may win, but I don't think they will cover.
K-State, bottom five helmet in Division I. Argue it.
Bottom five?
It looks like someone designed it on MS Paint. It's terrible.
MS Paint.
It's awful.
Then let's close it out with this one real quick because this one is a pick'em.
It's terrible. Go ahead.
This is a pick'em here. The last one is where you're leaning. Ohio State at Oregon, October 12th.
Oregon. I'm not sold on OSU. I don't love Will. How about this? Your starting quarterback at Ohio State was going to be Kansas State's backup. I don't believe Will Howard was beating Avery Johnson out for the job.
Wow, what? That's a great pull.
Now, the running backs? Dynamite. I mean, Trey Junkins plus Travion Henderson, amazing.
You got receivers.
But the O-line hasn't shown they're tough. The receivers are a step down from last year, still good. You know what concerns me? Oh, we're a top five defense. Right, because you stopped any blitzing, any aggression. You have no pass rushers. Again, there's no dominator up front.
No, you're right. They haven't been the same in about 4 years. At Eugene, correct?
Yes.
I'm going Oregon simply because Big Ten teams, once you cross the Mississippi River, they don't do well on the West Coast.
And you know who Oregon got? I know he didn't play a lot last year because the NCAA screwed with him. Name to watch for, Tez Watkins. You want an electric wide receiver?
He just left. Florida?
He went from UNC. Is it Oregon? Yeah, as if they needed the help. Tez Watkins is set up to have a massive year.
That is your college football blitz.